This conference is being recorded.
All right, guys, you all there?
Yep. All
right, great.
All right,
guys, listen up. If you could do me a favor and please hit star 6 on the phone, because if I hear any background noise, I'm not going to be able to have the integrity of the call. So if you could just hit star 6 on your phone, that way it blacks out any background noise, please. All right, guys, I'm going to get started with the call now. All right, first of all, I'd like to thank you guys for calling in. I say this every week when everyone calls in. It shows a lot that you guys are actually calling into a call like this. Trying to develop your mind is something that's not easy, and it takes just as much intensity to train your mind as it does your body. And tonight's call is going to be kind of brief. Obviously, we called in a little bit late, and just want to, you know, respect everybody's time on the call, and I actually have family in from another state, so I'm going to be brief with the call tonight. But there's just a few things I want to talk to you guys tonight about, and one of them is actually kind of on the topic of everybody not calling in on time. And that's pretty much, I guess you could say, keeping your word. All right, that to me is something that's huge in any kind of a business, any kind of a team, any kind of a life, relationships. It's a matter of keeping your word. All right, now, for example, for tonight, the call was supposed to be at 8 o'clock, okay? Luckily, I was still on the phone chatting with a friend of mine that was calling into the call until about, you know, 9, 10 minutes after 8, and then a few people are calling in. Now, if you have an interview with a coach where you're going to go sit down and talk to a coach about what college you're going to go to, or you're going to sit there and talk to a coach about, you know, what team might draft you up in the upcoming draft, and he says, all right, guys, we're going to have a meeting at 8 o'clock, what time are you going to show up? 10 after 8? Quarter after 8? You'll probably be there about 15, 20 minutes early, right? Just to make sure you're prepared. Make sure you have everything, you know, all your ducks in a row, so to speak. All right? And that's what you guys have to understand. When you make a commitment to something and you make something a promise, you have to keep your word. You're only as good as your word, okay? You know, there's a quote, and I don't know where it came from. I saw it in a magazine. I actually think, as funny as it sounds, from a cigarette ad, but it says, I did beat I will any day. And that basically means, what's more powerful? You saying, if someone asks you something, say, you know, Marcus, I know you're online, and they say, Marcus, did you shoot, you know, how's your shooting going? You're supposed to be shooting 100 shots, you know, after practice every day. Now, it's an hour after practice, and the coach says to you, Marcus, how's your shooting come along? What's more powerful? You say, I already did it, coach, it's done. Or you say, I will, coach, I will do it. All right? You got to understand that. You have to understand that your word is the only thing that people are going to listen to, okay? And more importantly, let me rephrase. It's not the only thing they're going to listen to. When you make a commitment and you're serious about something, okay, you have to understand that people are going to take you for your word the first time. If this is the first time that you're telling somebody something, okay, they'll take you at your word. But if you constantly break your promises and don't keep your word, well, they're not going to trust you anymore. I mean, think about it. You know, the easiest promise to break and to make are self-promises. All right? You got to understand something. If you're making a promise to yourself and you're breaking it that easy, think about it from the other angle. Think about it as if you're a coach, you know, or I should say you're speaking with a coach, and you keep telling a coach you're going to do something, and you don't do it. Is he going to trust you? Is he going to believe you? Of course not. So why do we believe ourselves? Do you understand what I'm saying? You got to start committing to yourself to do stuff and following through with what you're saying you're doing, okay? And a huge part of that is believing in yourself, okay? And I talked about this on all the calls, belief in yourself and your self-esteem, because it's a matter of you really believing you can do what you say you're going to do. You know, a lot of people say they're going to do something, but they don't really believe it. It just sounds good. They give the answer that they think the coach wants to hear, or they give the answer that they think the teacher or the parent or their wife or girlfriend wants to hear. And that's not always the right answer. It has to come from inside of you and your belief in yourself that you can go forward. Like Marcus is on the phone right now. I know Marcus is a little bit older than, you know, the young athletes that we talk to generally. But Marcus has dreams of playing professional basketball. The only way he's going to make it is if he totally believes in himself 100% and has the conviction to do whatever it takes to make it. Okay? That means that you might have to take shots when you don't want to. That means you might have to travel places you might not want to travel to. That means you might have to stay up late and study and not just work on your physical game, but on your mental game. Okay? You know, there's I think they say that most plays in the NBA that go wrong, that you know, mistakes are made with the mind, okay? The mind is really what makes you make mistakes. Because if you practice over and over the physical aspect, you're fine. You have it down. But what makes you make the mistake is what you're talking to yourself about, what you're saying to yourself when you're about to take the shot at the free throw line with no time on the clock and you're playing for the championship. If you make it, your mindset is right. If you don't, the only thing that messed you up was your mind, because you've made it 1,000 times before in practices, more than 1,000 times, right? So it's a matter of your mind. You got to understand something. You can practice and practice and practice, but if you don't control your mind, none of it matters, okay? I've spoken to a few guys now on the phone. I want to let you know something, that on Staten Island here, I know some of you are from Staten Island, some of you aren't, in the tri-state area, New York, all the five boroughs, but we have a huge announcement that's coming right now, okay? I don't know if anybody's familiar with Parisi Speed School, okay? But Parisi Speed School is one of the industry leaders in training athletes, okay? Now, you would think Speed School, and you would think, oh, it's all physical. And the majority of it is physical. But the main thing that they focus on and they teach is self-esteem, how to develop self-esteem and how to create a higher self-esteem for yourself. Because even they realize it, a company that's been around since 1992, and they realize that nothing is possible if you don't deal with it in your mind. All right? Anything can be possible. You can achieve anything you want if you first achieve it in your mind. If you think about it, everything great in the history of the world has been thought of first before it's become a reality. You know, an airplane. Someone had to think about an airplane, right? Oh, I'm going to fly over a plane. I'm going to fly over an ocean with people and a piece of metal, right? And we're not going to crash. It's not going to come down to Earth. Someone had to think about that, and someone had to go through it. They had to go through all the ridicule. They had to go through all the fighting and all the people laughing at them. That's what life is, guys. Life is about understanding how to deal with the adversity and the pressure. That's all life is. You know, and handling pressure, you know, everyone says, like, well, that guy can't, you know, he's not that great in the clutch. He chokes in the clutch. He falters in the clutch. He can't handle the heat. If you can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen. That's a big line, right? Well, think about it. What is pressure? Pressure is generated in your mind. Because the situation itself doesn't change. You know, you go to the foul line with no time in the clock. Your team is down by one. You have two shots. Where does the pressure come from? Does it come from you taking the two shots? No. It comes from you and your mindset about the shots. It comes from, what are you thinking about when you go to that line? Are you thinking about, oh, man, I hope I don't miss? Or are you thinking about, like, okay, I've done this 1,000 times in practice, no problem. You know, I know I've put in the work. I know I've busted my butt. You know, that's what you have to understand, guys. Pressure is all generated in the mind. And that's not just with sports. That's with life. That's when, you know, you're dealing with a situation in your life, whether it's a family member or, you know, a spouse or a girlfriend or whatever it is. Even business, you know, business relationships, school, dealing with teachers. All pressure is generated in your mind. That's all it's about. So you have to learn how to deal with that. And the way you deal with that is by being confident in yourself and keeping yourself promises and listening to the good voices in your head as opposed to the bad voices. Because we all have two voices in our heads. And I know you've heard them all. I'm not the only one who has them. I know that for a fact. You know, you had the good voice that says, you ever see the cartoons years ago? Perfect example. The cartoons years ago where the guy was going to make a decision, right? And on his shoulder pops up the devil, the little devil and the little with the horns and the pitchfork. And he says, go ahead, go do it. Don't worry about it. No big deal. And then a little angel pops up on the right side and says, no, you shouldn't do that. That would be wrong. Okay? That symbolizes the two voices that we all have in our heads. Because when you think about something and you're saying, and I know Julian's on the phone, Julian's sitting there saying, oh, man, do I have a shot at the NBA? One voice is going to pop up and say, hell no. You're not anywhere close to it. You'll never make it. Why don't you just be realistic? It's not going to happen. And the other voice says, come on, Julian, you could do it. Look how hard you work. No one's going to work harder than you. You can do it. I believe in you. Now, which voice are you listening to? Which voice are you feeding? It's all about what you allow to stay in your mind. You know, if something was constantly, like, put it, you know, there's an old, I heard a story years ago, and it was a young boy, right? I forget where I heard it from. I think Les Brown might have told it. And the little boy is walking home from school, and every day he walks home from school, and he passes his house, and there's an old man sitting on the stoop, on his porch, in front of his house, and he has a dog sitting next to him, and every day the kid walks by, and he sees the dog wincing, like wincing, crying a little bit, you know, not really in agony, but you can see he's in pain. So, you know, after about 4 or 5 days, the little boy finally goes up to the old man. He says, "Excuse me, sir, I have a question." And he's like, "What can I do for you?" He goes, "Every day I come home from school and I pass by here and I see the dog wincing and crying a little bit." And he says, "You know, why is that happening?" And the old man says to him, "Oh, well, that's because the dog is laying on a nail." So the little boy says, "You know, well, why did he just get off the nail?" And the old man's response is, "Because it doesn't hurt bad enough yet." Now, if you really take a second and grasp the concept of that little story, most people don't make a change and don't take action until it hurts bad enough. You know, most people don't do their papers or their things for school until the teacher says, "Well, if you don't do it, you're going to get a D." You know, most players won't practice more than they have to until the coach says, "If you don't start putting in more time, you're going to be sitting on the bench." So does that make sense, guys? I mean, you have to understand that you have to be proactive in your life. You have to take the bull by the horn, so to speak, and go after what you want. No one's going to hand you anything. No one's going to say, "Hey, guess what, Marcus? You know, here you go. Here's an invitation to our training camp for the Clippers. You know, we just think, yeah, we're just going to give these out this week." No. You're going to have to be the one that busts your butt and gets out there and gets yourself known. You know, and then you make the right connections, and then things start to happen. But it's not going to happen unless you make it happen. Remember something. You know, my grandmother had a statement years ago, and she said, "No one's going to tell you, you know, wash your face. You're going to look better than me." And I know you guys are like sitting there like, "What does that mean?" What that means is no one's going to want something more for you than you want it for yourself. No one's going to, you know, knock themselves down to make you better, especially in the sports world, guys. Especially. It's cutthroat. One of our players from Staten Island, Kyle McElarney. Okay, a lot of you guys know Kyle. You know, whoever's on the phone. And Kyle's Staten Island's leading scorer. He played 4 years at Notre Dame, graduated with a degree. And now he's playing in the NBDL. He's one step away from the NBA. Okay? And Kyle's heard it all. You know, Kyle's been through the ringer. Kyle's been told he's too short. He's too slow. He's not good enough. And he's one step away from the NBA. Why? Because he's the one taking the action, doing everything he possibly can to get where he wants to go. And that's what you guys have to understand. But it all starts. It all starts with keeping yourself promises to yourself, okay, and learning how to deal with the pressure and just believing and then dealing with pressure is just, what are you telling yourself? What are you telling yourself on a daily basis? When you get up, is it, "Oh, Jesus Christ, another day?" Or is it, "Oh, man, I can't wait to attack this day. What am I going to accomplish today?" What are you thinking about before you go to sleep? Are you thinking about, "Oh, man, I got practice tomorrow. I got midterms. Oh, man, I'm not going to be able to pass all these midterms. It's too much work." Or you're thinking of, "You know what? These midterms are going to be the backbone of my life. An education and an opportunity to play sports at the same time." That's a gold mine right there, guys. So, again, remember, you have to learn to talk to yourself the right way. What are you putting into your mind on a daily basis? That's really the bottom. All right? Now, again, I just want to stress to you guys, mental training is fantastic. You know, I believe in it the most. You know, I know that whatever goes into your mind can produce great results. But you also have to train the physical body. And most people just work on the physical body. They don't work on the mental body. Most people don't work on both as intensely as they work on the other. But you have to work on both as intense as you work on each. In other words, you work out, you bust your butt in the gym, you got to bust your butt in your mind. You have to read books. You have to go on YouTube and watch videos. You have to do the things that other people aren't doing in order to get what you want to get. And that's really what it boils down to. So, again, if you guys are going to be in New York, or, you know anyone in New York or wherever you are, let me know. I'm trying to find it for you if there's a location near you. But, again, Parisi Speed School is coming to Staten Island. and they have over 50 locations around the country. There's a few that are in Texas, okay?
Oh.
And there's a few in Florida. Hello? Okay, and there's a few in Florida, okay? And they're all throughout the country. But this is imperative if you want to become the best athlete you can. They train every aspect of strength, conditioning, speed, agility, lateral movement, everything you can think of is taught here. And the best part is that they train the mind as well. All right, guys, so I'm going to end the call. Is there anything that you guys have any comments, any questions? I'll open it up for about a minute and let me know. All right, guys, well, with that, I'm going to end the call. I'd like to thank you guys again for calling in. And the next call will be in about 2 weeks from tonight. All right, take care. Thanks. Yeah.